Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Kenny Malone. Summer officially began last week, but it's felt like summer for weeks. Some of us in South Florida dread the sweaty, soggy weather that we know is ahead of us, but not writer Nancy Klinginer. She brings us this letter from Key West.
After 10 years in South Florida, I accepted summer. The gasping for breath as you get into a hot car, dripping with sweat after a minor task like washing dishes, getting drenched by a sudden rain. It just seems smart to stop fighting it and accept that a subtropical summer is bigger than I am. I stopped expecting the nights to cool off, stopped looking for breaks in the humidity, and adjusted my personal calendar to expect autumn sometime around Christmas. And after 20 years in South Florida, I realized I prefer summer. It's a midlife shift for me, a born and bred New Englander of Scandinavian descent. As a kid, I lived for crisp fall days and heavy snowfalls that meant no school. We had cross-country skis and miles of country to use them right outside the back door. From apple cider in the fall to maple syrup in the spring, cold weather meant fun and treats. Still, over the last few years, I've been surprised to find myself, in late spring, not feeling the usual dread as the days get longer and the humidity rises. Instead, I feel anticipation, excitement. I used to envy snowbirds, picturing them in cool mountain cabins or shady lakefront cottages while we sweated out summers down here in Key West. For years, my goal in life was to become one of those snowbirds. But I never did figure out the job that provides health insurance and lets you leave for 4 months a year. Now I have a different view of our migratory friends. I appreciate the energy and economic largesse they bring to town. But I secretly regard them with an attitude somewhere between pity and smug superiority. They may get to escape to drier, cooler places, but they miss out on what's so great about summer in Key West. In summer, there's more light and more time. You can decide at 4 o'clock to go on a sunset sail. In summer, the water is warm and the winds lie down, so it's perfect for lazy snorkeling. One day I found myself in the backcountry, a few yards offshore, suspended in the clear water over the seagrass. Tiny fish and other sea creatures emerged, revealing themselves only because the water and I were calm and still. It felt more magical than an ambitious dive on a deep water reef, like I had been allowed to glimpse a secret world that most people would never notice. That could only happen in the summer. In summer, you can go to the beach after work, have a swim and picnic supper before sunset, and see only your fellow islanders. You can go to the movies and not be crammed in next to an incessant talker or texter. You can get a seat at your favorite restaurant or bar without having to wait, even if the place has been discovered by the wider world. And parties are more fun, more likely to be impromptu, and more mellow. Out of season, there's no such thing as an A-list. At the library where I work, we somehow manage to keep going without advice about how things are done back in Chicago or Connecticut. Summer is when Key West feels most real. Less like an adult-oriented theme park or a resort aspiring to become the Hamptons of the South, and more like an island that's comfortable with its own identity, which includes long, steaming summers. When the poinsettias are blooming and the mangoes are falling, it's a reminder to slow down some, look around, appreciate all the beauty and weirdness that can escape me in season when I'm just too busy to notice. More thoughtful people call this living in the moment. I call it summer in Key West.
That was writer Nancy Klinginer. You can hear more letters from Key West at WLRNunderthesun.org. The song in that piece was Cuddy and Water Blues by Miami band Electric Piquete. I produce Under the Sun with Alicia Zuckerman, Dan Gretsch, and associate producer Trina Sargalski. I'm Kenny Malone.